Yeah, yeah, SD chillin', let's go, yeah. JT Blaze on the track, shout out to DJ Will and Wilson Anderson. Let's go. SD chillin', yeah, let's start the show. Blaze on the mic, bout to rip apart the flow. Represent for my homie CJ Ill Will and the homie Wilson Anderson, bringing real skill. Yeah. Coming to you live Fridays, yeah, 3 to 4. Best show in SoCal, I swear, man, I peep for sure. They got the weekend round up, but that was crazy. The weekend before, told by my homie Casey. Fast times about what's funny. Back in the day when we'd act like dummies. Yeah. Calling Dr. Love, Ill Will breaks it down. On anything sexual, including main sound. Shout out to SD, shout out to SoCal. I love San Diego, man, cause they know how to straight party and where beer pong grows. So let's get it started and bring on the show. Let's go.
SD chillin' on KCR, DJ Ill Will and Wilson, always going on. Yeah, what up, San Diego? We going on Fridays 3 to 4 on KCR. Yeah, it's SD chillin' on KCR, DJ Ill Will and Wilson, always going on. What up, San Diego? We going hard Fridays 3 to 4 on KCR. Let's start the show.
And that's right, everyone. This is DJ Wilson Anderson.
And Dr. CJ Ill Will.
And you're listening to KCR College Radio, the best college radio in station in the country. But even better than that, SD Chillin'. Isn't that right, Dr. Casey?
Yes.
We are back after a week of not being here.
Oh, I know.
Last week, we talked about, in our rerun, about your birthday. And what I told people is this weekend, we're going to talk about my birthday.
Yeah, we're going to... It's going to be a little bit of a extended period of, you know, the weekend roundup. Because we're going to do your birthday.
Okay.
And then we also have Halloween that we need to talk about.
That's right.
I mean, we were doing something every night.
Yes, well, you know, that's just how we do it here at SD Chillin'. We don't stop for nothing.
Nah, so
turn down for what?
So much for me just taking a break, huh?
Well, you know, I'm 21 now, so I can kind of do whatever I want. But looking forward,
I was talking about me.
You?
I wasn't talking about you.
Well, we can both do whatever we want. How about that? We did last night. We went to Gordon Biersch.
Gordon Biersch.
Like men. But anywho, coming up, we got SDSU Life, San Diego State students. What's going on with you? I hear that Thanksgiving, they're giving the day before, and they were approving that.
Oh, the Wednesday?
That Wednesday. So
this... I thought it was already off.
No.
Oh, wow.
And now they're doing it. So you'll learn about that. Also, the mayoral race, we're following the money with you guys.
I'm not.
It's going to be completely serious. Just kidding. It's going to be completely sarcastic. But we're helping you get home from school or work or wherever you got. We got some traffic updates coming up for you, some surf reports, and we're going to call out to that Dr. Love. What might we find with that Dr. Love today, Doctor?
I don't know.
You don't know? Yeah, I don't know.
And, there's so much that's been going on these past couple weekends that I'm thinking that we need to get through that I don't even have time to think about Dr. Love.
You don't. Well, ain't nobody got time for that. But Dr. Casey, should we trust you?
No.
No?
Never.
Why shouldn't
trust
we trust you?
Black dress. Okay. Don't trust
her. Well, we're going to trust the doctor here on KCR College Radio SD.
Chilling.
And she's an actress, but she ain't got no need. She's got money from her parents in a trust fund back east. Tongues. Always pressed to your cheeks while my tongue is on the inside of some other girl's teeth. You tell your boyfriend. If he says he's got beef that I'm a vegetarian and I ain't there to him.
She wants to touch me, woo. She wants to love me, woo. She'll never leave me, woo.
Trust her, won't trust her. girl, shut your lips, do the Helen Keller and talk with your hips. I said, shush girl, shut your lips, do the Helen Keller and talk with your hips. I said, shush girl, shut your lips, do the Helen Keller and talk with your hips. Me.
What's going on, everyone? This is DJ Wilson Anderson, SD Chillin' San Diego Traffic, coming home from school, coming from work. We got you right here on SD Chillin'. If you're going north on the 5, kind of always on a Friday, it's looking pretty hairy now. Del Mar, starting at about Rancho Pesquitos Boulevard all the way to Carmel Mountain Valley Road in Manchester. You got an accident. You're going pretty slow. 15 is your better bet. If you're going to San Marcos, from Twin Oaks Valley Road all the way to Mission, you got to slow there. So avoid that if you can. The 15 is looking pretty solid. Maybe transfer over on the 76 back to the 5, because past Oceanside, it's not looking too bad going up to LA. Going into downtown, the usual problem spots at the 163 South at Robinson, and also the 5 South at Front Street. So avoid that if you can. Coronado's looking open and not too shabby, and so is Mexico. DJ Wilson Anderson, SD Chillin' Traffic. All right, Dr. Casey. Well, we had a full week. We did. We got a birthday. We got some classes. We got some homework. We got it all.
Midterms.
Midterms.
This is just nuts the past couple of weeks.
You were explaining before the show about your midterm. You want to get into it just a little bit now? But how are things going on your end?
You know what? It's going as well as someone who doesn't go to class at all.
Oh, really? Well, there's some insight into Dr. Casey's life.
You know, I'm too cool for it. So
oh, okay. Well, I can't that happens. Go.
But you know what? I still think I did pretty well. You know, I took a couple days this week to study for all the exams and everything that I had, and I had 3 of them. And I did pretty well for someone who doesn't go to class.
You got to give that little disclaimer. Like, I did pretty well.
C's get degrees.
I hope your future employer isn't going to pick up one of these, you know. Like, oh, yeah, that Dr. Casey is just so intelligent.
Yeah, but my work ethic is awesome.
Well, yeah, same here. That's the main thing that I shoot for because, you know, college is good, but how much are you going to, you know, really take? Oh, yeah, I know how to analyze
the
situation.
College is like working for free.
It is.
It's even worse than that. It's even worse than that. It's like working for negative dollars.
In negative sense.
Yeah.
That sucks.
You know? If we're paying them to work for us to work, we're paying the school for us to work.
Dude, this is just making me upset. Let's not talk about this anymore. But let's talk about something that does matter to San Diego right now. The mayoral race. We've been talking about this. Bob Filner, back to kind of stab us in the back once again. You know, he resigned because of his sexual harassment allegations,
ooh,
which we all know are true. Ooh, kill him. But, you know, they have a lot of people spending a lot of money. A bunch of the candidates each are getting about $1 million. One candidate, Mike Aguirre, is only taking $250 donations max from a single donor, and he's only raised about $6,000, and he's already
sweet.
Used about $5,000. Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't think he's going to win with that strategy.
No, you need money.
Yes. Well, that's what I've learned is, you know, everything's a business. Everything, you need money. And, you know, but I think it's noble, kind of going over the American dream. Hey, I have an issue I believe I should fight for. And unfortunately, it doesn't usually work out that way. But, you know, I'll be rooting for him. David Alvarez is the Democratic endorsed, the Democratic Party endorsed candidate. Also, big labor groups are endorsing him as well. And he's said to have about 1.5 mil raised. And I know I checked out his Twitter at work. And one of the main things is, you know, he's all about family. Everyone's about family. Everyone's so scared.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Next, well, but more than usual because they don't want, you know, another Bob Feldman, creepy old guy. So everyone's, you know, he had a Twitter picture. He's like, oh, look, I have a kid on the way. I got a kid and I'm having a kid and look how family oriented I am. Then they got the Kevin Faulkner playing with his kids in the yard on TV.
Well, that's just the way that anywhere in America is like that, though.
Yeah.
You know that.
Well,
sure.
The president's the same way. You know, you got all your kids and stuff, but
you got to show them off. You got to show them how responsible you are because you got a
family.
So
responsible.
Maybe I'm doing the United States a service by not having any children.
You should. That, if you ever ran for office, that would be actually, I think, that would actually be the selling point.
I'm being
point.
Responsible
you
by
are.
Not having kids.
You are. That's the selling point. I'm Dr. CJ L. Will. And I don't have kids. I'll be able to spend more time with you guys.
Exactly.
And with all that money I'm getting, I can buy prostitutes. All
right, you just became my campaign writer.
Okay.
You know, speech writer.
You like the prostitute, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what happens. Okay, let's shake on this. Let's shake on this. We're shaking right now. I am Dr. CJ Ill Will's campaign writer.
Yes.
I'll make some theme music. We'll play it next week. But getting back to the news, Nathan Fletcher, he is most commonly known for, was one of these. He is a Republican turned Democrat, and a lot of people are criticizing him for being a flip flopper.
That's always going to come up.
Well, yeah. If you're going to flip flop just like that, are you going to flip flop a mayor and a screw city? You know, who knows? He's at about 1.6 mil of November 7th. And I don't know, you know, you look at these guys and you just think they got, you know, what? You always just think they got some type of alternative motive in their head when they speak, you know, with their big old smiles. And there's one guy that just graduated with a bachelor's in poli-sci from San Diego State that's on the ballot. You know, he's not top ranked, so he's not in any of these forums or anything, but I was reading about him. I don't have his name off the bat. I would like to know kind of how much he's raising, but yeah, you know, I feel for him it's more of a resume builder. Like, oh, look, I was a candidate for mayor, of course. You know, some good experience, but then it's hard because I feel like a lot of people don't take you seriously. You're not taking yourself seriously. But, you know,
that's just how I live life.
We don't want to forget about these people. You know, we don't want to forget about the guy running because, you know, it's important to participate in office and do your duty to God and your country. But there's a couple other people we don't want to forget about. Who's that, Dr. Casey?
Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre. Don't want to forget about Dre right here on KCR College Radio SD.
Chillin'.
Y'all know me, still the same OG, but I've been low-key. Hated on by mosties with no cheese, no deals and no G's, no wheels and no keys, no boats, no snowmobiles and no skis. Mad at me because I can finally afford to provide my family with groceries. Got a crib with a studio and a saw full of tracks to add to the wall full of plaques. Hanging up in the office and back of my house like trophies. Did y'all think I'ma let my dough freeze? Please, you better bow down on both knees. Who you think taught you? Who you think brought you the ODs? Eazy-E's, Ice Cubes and D.O.C's, the Snoop D.O.G's, and the group that sent the police. Gave you a tape full of dope beats to bump when you stroll through in your hood. And when your album sales wasn't doing too good, who's the doc that they told you to go see? Y'all better listen up closely. All you that said that I turned pop on the firm flop, y'all are the reason that Dre ain't been getting no sleep. So y'all, all of y'all, if y'all don't like me, y'all are gonna keep around with me and turn me back to the old me.
Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish. And act like they forgot about trade. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish. And act like they forgot about trade. So what do you say to somebody you hate?
What?
Or anyone trying to bring trouble your way? One of his off things in a way? Just study your tape of NWA. One day, I was walking by with a Walkman on, when I caught a guy, give me an awkward eye. To look them off in the parking lot, with a spark and eye. I don't give a fuck if it's dark. I'm harder than me trying to park a Dodge. When I'm right next to when you mark his truck in a two-car garage. Hopping out with two trying to walk it off. You two, call the cops. I'm a you and them now, barking dogs. And when the cops came through me and Dre stood next to him, but it still weren't found out.
Right here.
So from here on out, it's the tune. Starting
new. And I'm still local enough to you to for the Charleston too. Slim Shady, hotter than a set of twin babies. And a Mercedes Benz with the windows up when the temp goes up to the mid 80s. Calling men ladies. Sorry, Doc, but I've been crazy. There's no way that you can save me. It's okay, go with him, Haley. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say. But nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish. Exactly, they forgot about Dre. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say. But nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish. Exactly, they forgot about Dre.
If it was up to me, you stop coming up to me with your hands out looking up to me like you want something free. When my last CD was out, you wasn't bumping me. But now that I got slow company, everybody wanna come to me like it was some disease. But you won't get a crumb from me, cause I'm from the streets of. I told them all don't know who you think helped mold them all. Now you wanna run around talking about it's like I ain't got none. What you think, I sold them all? Cause I stay well off. Now all I get is hate mail all day saying Dre fell off. What, cause I've been in the lab with a pen in the pad trying to get this label off? I ain't having that. This is the millennium of aftermath. It ain't gonna be nothing after that. So give me one more platinum plaque of rap, you can have it back. So where's all the mad rappers at? It's like a jungle in a habitat. But all you savage cats know that I when you were cuddling a cabbage patch.
Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say. But nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish. That they forgot about grace. Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say. But nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish. That they forgot about grace. Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish.
Saying going out like a sucker, no way.
I'm nice right now, man. I feel good. If you have a drink, would you please put it in the air? That party last night was awfully crazy. I wish you taped it. I danced my face off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my drink and smoke my weed, but my good friends is all I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat.
The college for the rest of my life. Not really. This is SD Chillin'. KCR College Radio. Cox 956. Time Warner 957. Always online wherever you are. KCR.SDSU.edu. And also on that TuneIn Radio app. But it is San Diego State Life. We're going to hit you with a couple articles, a couple things going on in the San Diego State community. Coming home from school, coming home from work. And the first thing I got for us, Dr. Casey,
what is that?
The vote approves Wednesday before Thanksgiving to be a holiday.
Yay, yay.
Yay, yay. That is important for students because I know a lot of students miss class. Have you ever missed class on a Wednesday?
Yes, of course.
Of course. Well, I never go, but it's okay.
Hey, actually, Wednesdays I do go because yes. I have exams on Wednesdays.
It's not helping your case. If you would have said, like, Wednesday is just because I
actually go to my linear algebra class, like, every class period for the most part.
Okay. Well, you just said the other ones are pointless. That's why you don't go, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. But the San Diego Senate voted that Wednesday is the given off. And a guy named William Snavely, director of SDSU School Communications, said it's just the right thing to do.
Of course. I mean, most people are just going to miss it anyway, so.
Well, yeah. And not only is it the right thing, it's honestly a smart business decision because, well, they don't care if students come to class. They get the money up front.
Yeah, but they still have to pay the teachers. This way they don't have to pay them.
Yeah, that's true. Well, because
I think. They wouldn't get paid for that day, would
they?
Oh,
no. Because, you know, at high schools and stuff like that, they get paid on the attendance, where here, who cares
well,
if the
no,
student never
it's
comes?
Just you have to go. That's the teacher. The teacher just has to be there
right.
for them to get paid.
Right. Well, I'm saying the student, though. They don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just have it so when no students come, then the teachers can just leave, and you don't have to pay any. Well, you still have to pay them. Anywho, moving on.
Just for that day.
Yes. Thanksgiving. I don't know if they're going to add a day or what's going on, or maybe they'll just say YOLO. It's quite possible. But, yeah, smart decision, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the normal thing to do. I mean, how many teachers are around that are just like, you know what? We're just going to cancel class on Wednesday anyways. Like, okay, well,
yeah,
sweet.
That's true. They love that because they're still getting paid.
Yeah.
I have teachers that would miss all the time. I told you about my one professor that was 30 minutes late to his own final. Then when he got there, he realized he forgot the final. Had to take another half an hour to get it.
Yeah, I remember this story.
And then when he came back with the final, some girl said, all right, our time's over, I'm leaving. And he said, if you don't take it, you'll fail. And she said, I'm leaving on a plane in half an hour. And he said, ah, sucks to be you. So he just got paid. Yeah, no kidding, man. Talk about being a humanitarian. But another thing I wanted to bring up was an article from the Daily Aztec called He's a Freshman. It is a guy named Ron Salisbury. He is, I believe, 69 years old. Ripe age. 69. Sweet. He's a freshman. They were saying in the article that he's been an international banker. He's been a casino pit boss for a mafia. He also tried acting for a little while. And now he's trying to get a master's in fine arts here at San Diego State studying poetry.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet, man.
I mean, it's poetry, so it's really he's just doing that just to do something.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know. You know, I think it was kind of touching on the fact that, you know, he's been doing things to get money. He just wanted to do the do type of thing now. But, you know, we'll see. But that is San Diego Life. If you got any stories for us, call in or email us, sdchillin@gmail.com. But we're going to go to a song here. We're going to enlighten you guys with 303. No, we just did that. The Starting Line, The Best of Me, here on KCR. College Radio, SD Chillin'. And correction, this is Josie by Blink 182. And this is KCR College Radio SD Chillin', back with Dr. Casey and myself, DJ Wilson Anderson. Uh-oh. What's going on? We got you the party song. Talking about the weekend roundup. What's going on, Dr. Casey?
You know what? There's been too much going on.
Okay.
I can tell you that.
Let's start right now.
First of all, we got your birthday. That was a couple weeks ago, October 27th. That was actually the Sunday, but we had a pretty busy weekend otherwise.
Okay.
On Friday, we hosted a little party for Young Matt here, and it was a lot of fun, I thought. Did you have fun?
I did have fun. I had a joyous time. It was great. How about you tell the people? I'll stop you if I need to go in, but tell the people what was going on that weekend.
So we hosted a party for Matt at the SD Chillin' House. It was a lot of fun. We, you know, had friends over. We were drinking, all that good stuff, and you passed out by midnight, which is okay.
That's okay.
And then we, you know, destroyed some property.
We did? Some chairs.
Yeah. And, but, I mean, it wouldn't be a weekend without something getting broken.
That's
right?
True. That, yeah, I guess.
So,
it's not myself. I don't want to get broken.
And then on Saturday, what do we do? We went out. We just kind of hung out all day, right? Everybody was hungover, so they're like, I don't want to do anything. And you guys are such losers because you don't want to do anything.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But later on, we took you out. Remember, we took you out on the streets with a sign on you.
Oh, yes, we did do that.
And it said, it's my birthday, ask me what I have to do.
Okay.
Okay, so we played this little game with Matt, and it wasn't too bad. The dares were not that bad.
Yeah, I was surprised it was as G-rated as it was. Yeah. I was. Come on.
We weren't going to just screw you over like that, but basically what we had were two envelopes that were filled with dares for Matt to do, and he had no idea what the dares were at all.
Okay.
And so we ran into random people on the street, asked them to pull out a card, and Matt had to do whatever what was on the card.
Oh boy.
Things that were on the card were like, you know, freestyle. You taught someone how to Dougie.
I did. Oh, I did.
You gave a girl a piggyback ride.
I did.
We had a couple players choice in there, which is just letting the people do the dare themselves, so they get to make up one. I thought it was kind of entertaining.
Some guy I still had to sell my hat.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, bro.
Oh, well. And then that night at midnight, when it was actually your birthday, we went to the bar, Effin's, over here by SDSU, you know, the so-called SDSU college bar.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun, I thought.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
You got to dance with some girls, and we tried hooking you up with some people, and you got super hammered.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Played the game with a bunch of people.
I remember when I gave you the landmines, and you're like, six shots? What? And I was like, dude, calm down. Three of them are water. You just have to take three.
Yeah, I got
you don't know which
three.
One.
2 out of 3. You nobody got time for that.
That's not bad. You could have had all three.
I could have.
And I mixed them around, too, so it wasn't like... Yeah. Anyways, and then on Sunday... Or Saturday, I actually made you breakfast, too, huh?
You did.
Made those birthday pancakes.
Oh, my God. No, that was
Saturday.
Yeah. And then Sunday was...
Sunday, I had work all day.
That was fun.
And that was just kind of a hangout
day. And then my parents came down, and that was a joyous time, and just recovering.
So, anyways,
recovering. I think I got sick, and I've been sick for a good 2 weeks.
From there, we ended your birthday bash, you know... And then the next weekend happened to be Halloween. So on Thursday, we went to PB.
That's right.
Yeah, that was okay.
Yeah.
I mean, waiting in that line for an hour was completely ridiculous. Like, nobody should have to wait in a line for an
nobody
hour.
Nobody got time. Exactly.
So we did that. I was dressed up as a hipster. You were trying to dress up as one of the Step Brothers, but you looked like a nerd anyways.
I can't get away from who I am. I'm sorry.
So then on Friday, we went to the hockey house for a party.
That's right. We did do that. How was
that, Dr.
Casey?
Little costume party. I went as a cholo. Did you dress up?
Yes. I was the stepbrother again, but I was missing.
Yeah, that's why.
I do like wearing that sweater vest. It is kind of cool.
Anyways, we had a lot of fun. Met a girl there. Never will talk to her again, but I'd met her, I guess.
Hey, if you ever lose her number, I got it, so don't worry.
I have her number, but I never plan on talking to her again. You were a dirty girl. I hope you're listening.
Hey, well, we just got to let people know. Just treat yourself better.
Yeah.
Treat yourself
seriously.
Better. Yeah.
And then on Saturday, you went to the club.
I did go to the club.
And I went to another party around SDSU and hung out with friends.
It was
all
right.
And everything. Yeah, it was
all right. All right, yeah. Not that great. But, you know, it's because we have to be together to have greatness happen.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. That's just how it works. But you know, it was pretty good. I know last week in the rerun we talked about your birthday and how you drink with your friends, and it was kind of the same scenario. But for me, I'm just excited to kind of just do, like it's we did just, yesterday.
Yeah, going go to
grab
the bar,
some beer, get some snacks. Just go get talk about life.
Yeah,
some philosophy.
We always talk about
life. We're always like just in depth stuff, man.
Yeah, I dare one of you guys to hang out with us when we're just sitting around drinking.
Yeah, at a bar.
At a bar, just Matt and I though. It can't be anyone else there because usually the conversation just switches to something stupid.
Stupid.
But when we talk, we actually have intellectual conversations about life.
Yes.
And I guarantee we will blow your mind away.
Yes. Like, we asked the question yesterday, where do babies come from? And we don't know. I don't think anybody knows. It's a lost art, lost translation.
Yeah,
I think
so
it
too.
Means a whale's vagina.
Yeah, well, that's what San Diego means.
That's what San Diego means. And it's not San Diego.
San Diego.
San Diego, like everyone out there. But you know what? That's okay, because we don't care. But out of all the places, I've lived in San Diego, I've lived in L.A., I visited different places. There's one place I always wanted to be. And do you know where that is, Dr. Casey?
I actually don't.
You don't? Well, you should, because I've always still wanted to live in Beverly Hills.
Uh-oh.
SD.
Chillin'.
Where I come from isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of crap. My fashion sense is a little whack, and my friends are just as creepy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools. Preppy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody, got nothing in my pocket. Housemates rub the floors, they get the spaces in between. I wanna live a life like that. I wanna be just like a king. Take my picture by the pool, 'cause I'm the next big thing in Beverly Hills. Stand a chance. It's something that you're born into, and I just don't belong. No, I don't. I'm just a no-class beat-down fool, and I will always be that way. I might as well enjoy my life and watch the stars play. Beverly Hills.
What's going on? This is SD Chillin' KCR College Radio, the best college radio station in the country. Myself, DJ Will Sanderson, Dr.
CJ Ill Will.
What's going on?
We do have a request for a shout out.
Okay.
Scott Davern wanted a shout out.
Scott Davern, how you
AKA,
doing?
He's got an AKA now, just okay. In case you're wondering. It is Snakebite.
Snakebite?
Yes. That
sounds vicious.
So, Snakebite, if you're listening right now, there you go.
When did he get the name Snakebite? Like 30
seconds
ago?
I'm not sure. I am not sure. But also, Text with Wolves wanted a shout out as well.
Oh, okay, Text with Wolves, what's going on? Snakebite and Text with Wolves. It sounds like we're part of a gang. We are. Congratulations.
I wish I had a cool name like that.
We need
just
to make
an animal name.
Oh,
that was
man.
The fakest laugh in the world.
I should practice more.
Yeah. You should.
Oh man, what a week. But all right, Snakebite and Texas Wolf, what's going on? Moving on to Fast Times Pastimes.
Yes.
Yes.
We could talk about what could we talk about? We could talk about on my Halloween from 2 years ago.
Okay, what was going on?
Back in high school. My senior year Halloween. Okay, this is going to be interesting for anybody who lives back in Fairfield. Shouts out. If anybody that's from Fairfield knows, the place that you go to for Halloween is this, it's called Seminole. Now, it's like this little gated community where a lot of families lived.
Okay.
And, like, and you know, a lot of the kids lived there.
Sure.
So, but the thing about Seminole is you stay out on the street and you just start drinking and rage in the middle of the street.
Okay.
So, senior year, I was like, you know what? I'm going to it. Don't care. Just doing it.
Okay.
And so we went out there and it started raining while we were partying and everybody just started scattering. Get out of here. And we ended up at one of my friend's house, and it was, like, the most awkward thing, because there was, like, four people that I didn't know, and then, like, three of us people that we didn't know, and it was just the weirdest thing in the world.
So was it a good night, or?
It was all right.
All right.
But it was the best thing I think of off the top of my head.
Have you been back to Seminole Hill before, or?
Seminole?
Seminole.
No, I haven't been there.
Maybe we should go back.
Let's see, what other Halloweens? I had a Halloween where I dressed up as a cowboy. Oh, and I remember when we went to this party and we were drinking and stuff, but I had to be home at 2 because I was still living at home with my parents.
Okay.
So I was taken home, and then Trevor went back to that party. Shouts out, Trevor, and I know your little girlfriend's not going to like what I'm about to say right now. But he ended up, he had coitus.
Coitus. That's like kissing?
No, coitus is
the... I know.
It's intercourse.
Oh, okay.
With a woman that he has known for like 2 weeks.
Okay.
He did that first, took her home, and then came back and made out with another girl that night. So one of the... That's like my goal right
That's
now.
Your goal?
Yeah, with women.
That sounds like a really messed up goal. Like, it's really degrading. Maybe not.
I think it'd be cool. I think it'd be a good story.
All right, you know what? I'm going to check the recorder right here. Yes, it is recording, and your wife's going to get a copy of that bad boy.
Okay.
Oh, man, so.
I don't care.
Yeah. The things you do in college, I swear. But, you know, moving on. Fast times, past times, a lot of crazy things going on. We've already shared a lot of our life with our listeners, with our SDSU community. You know, anything from mom giving me a good Blink-182 cassette tape, thank you, mother, to you know, Dr. Casey, birthdays, accidents while drinking. You can, you know, just do it all here on SD Chillin'. So we're going to play Yellow Card. Actually, we just played Yellow Card, Walk Away. And
Lay Away.
Lay Away. And
Way Away.
Way Away. Sorry, bro. This is...
Can you read?
No.
Do you know how to read?
I can only read Spanish. I know it's kind of weird, but it happens.
But you can't speak it.
No way. This thing I got. Don't worry, dude. But anywho, coming up next after this, we're gonna call out to Dr. Love. What has he got for you? Maybe you should stay tuned, keep listening. Also got some more San Diego traffic coming your way after this. And this is SD Chillin', KCR College Radio. Cox 956, Time Warner 957. Always online wherever you are at kcr.sdsu.edu. And now we're going to listen to Vacationer. Everybody knows this is a song previewed or known most on Catfish. Sometimes we play it behind our music, but let's listen to the whole thing. SD chillin'. What's going on, everyone? DJ Wilson Anderson, KCR College Radio, SDD to the chillin'. We got the traffic report going on for you right here. Coming up from school, coming from work, we got you on SD chillin'. Again, if you're going 5 north towards Los Angeles, like always on a Friday, Encinitas Boulevard all the way to Carmel Mountain Valley Road, about 16 miles an hour, it's really jammed. The 15's looking pretty clear. Please take that bad boy unless you want to send some traffic, which is fine. Keep it tuned to KCR. 67 North, kind of the same deal. It's just jammed from Archie Moore Road all the way to Ramona Street. So if you're going out towards, actually that's not Barona, that's Poway. Just keep it steady here. Also, if you're going downtown, Logan Avenue, 28th Street, 8th Street, just jammed. Coronado still looks open, but getting there is a little bit of a doozy. Mexico, not so bad. San Marcos on the 78 East is still pretty jammed at Las Ponzas Road. Clears up after Oceanside at Mission Avenue. This is KCR College Radio, SD Chillin'. I'm DJ Wilson Anderson for SD Chillin' Traffic. One thing we want to circle back and hit real quick is the surfing conditions at Pacific Beach for today. About 1 to 2 foot high to thigh high waves. It's not ideal conditions if you're trying to surf, but you know what? If you want to go, and probably still be a good time. The temperature is looking about 65 degrees, water temperature 61, 63. Probably want to wear a wetsuit if you're out there. But yeah, it's not looking very good. 1 to 2 foot high waves at 10 a.m. That's already passed. Tonight, it's 0 to 1. I don't think Pacific Beach is probably the best place to try and hit the waves today, or any San Diego beach for that matter. But you know what? Keep it tuned to KCR College Radio, and also if you go to surfline.com, they got you for all the surf reports. Well, moving on, we're going to call out the Dr. Love in a second, but you know, he's getting ready in the back, and he's got a topic for you. He wants to talk about online dating. If you got a question, if you got everything, call 619-594-6982. That's again 619-594-6982. KCR College Radio. That's right. Dr. CJ Ilwill is in the studio right now to answer your questions and talk about the hot topic, online dating.
Oh, yes. All right. So we're going to be talking about online dating. More importantly, how people seem to be getting catfished.
Ooh, kill them.
Which is always so interesting to me because I don't know how people can go through, you know, 6, 8 months, years of being in a so-called relationship with someone online. Never met them, never got a video chat with them, barely know what they look like other than pictures that they're sending to you. Pictures can be misleading. I mean, oh my God. But
no kidding.
It's just so funny to me that people can do it because I get bored with people within 2 weeks.
We were talking about this yesterday.
You know? If you are unable to keep my attention through text messaging, because I hate text messaging. I hate text messaging. I hate
Phone calls.
Well, yeah.
Everything.
I prefer to be one-on-one with the person, with them right in front of me. I can talk to you that way. I can read your body language. I can see where everything's going.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, so going through virtually like this is just stupid to me. But anyways, not to bag on everybody else that likes to do it. You know, it's definitely a good thing for people who just, you know, don't have very many friends and they just want to get out, meet new people and everything like that. But come on, guys. You got to see what the other person looks like before you say you're in a so-called committed relationship with someone that you've never met physically before. And don't you agree?
Well, yeah. My favorite are the people that haven't even heard the voice of their, you know, partner. It's like, whoa. I agree. You know, I like texting mostly because I can be doing 100 other different things.
Yeah.
'Cause I'm so damn busy, but you know, besides, it's the face-to-face is what seals the deal, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But anyways, there's been this new app that's been going around to our house especially, and our friends.
What is this app called? I need to get it.
It's called Tinder.
Oh, Tinder. Right. T-I-N-D-E-R.
Tinder's cool because you can be as shallow as you want. And basically, the concept of it is you swipe right if you're interested, you swipe left if you're not interested. And this is all based off of between 1 and 5 photos.
Okay.
And whatever their tagline is, and that's it. Well, actually, their shared interest too, right? But who looks at the shared interest anyways?
Yeah, no kidding. Not you.
Not me either. It's funny that you can just do that. And then what happens is if the other person also right swipes you or swipes that you're interested in them, it becomes, you automatically get pushed into a conversation with each other, and then right. you just, the first person just has to make that move to start, and then you can start going. Now, this is my thing, is I probably can't go 2 or 3 days without, I mean, with talking to someone without it being like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, materializing, I guess?
Okay.
Like,
getting to know them, or?
Yeah, I can't talk to you over this stupid app for more than, like, 2 days, or else I'm just going to get bored and forget, honestly. I'm just going to get bored, and I don't want to deal with it. It's a waste of my time, really. I don't know why I'm still on there.
Well, there's a bunch of types of different people that get on the app. You know, you got the one type, which is, I got a relationship, I just want to have fun.
Yeah.
Or the type where I'm still in a relationship, but I just want to look.
Yeah.
That's pointless. And then you got the people that are looking for just a hitter. Hitter yeah. and a quitter. And then you got the third type that's like, well, you got four. You got looking for a friend, which, I don't know.
No, you can't use this app for looking for
friends.
And
then you got four, which is
there looking... are people who, you know, say that, you know, I'm looking for friends. No, you're an idiot. No, you're using a dating app for meeting friends. That yeah. just, there's something's not right there.
No, it just doesn't work. but, you know, I don't know. I think it's good because... It always amazes me, like, you know, there's so many dating things, and the reason Tinder is taken off, it's like the simplest things. It's like Twitter, okay? Mm-hmm. Twitter is the same thing as Facebook. Well, why is it taken off? Because of that 144-character cap.
Yeah.
And the stupidest things that have just propelled everything. And the same thing goes with Tinder, is it's the only kind of app where you judge, they judge, and you only talk to them if, you know, both think... are interesting. Now, of course, you could do power swiping, but relatively, man, because I haven't seen girls power swipe yet.
No.
So, well, they're like the quality control.
The guys are just looking for people to talk to, yeah, see where true. They can go with any of it. So, we just are, you know, I'm just going to keep going, not even let the picture load, and yeah. let's see what's going on. And then, it's kind of, you know what, I am definitely guilty of power swiping. It's just fun. It's like getting a Christmas present. You get to see what you got matched with, you know.
And then
you either get the coal, you know, or you get that special gift that you've been looking for.
There's some poor girl being like, oh, this guy loves me, this guy likes me, and then Kelsey's like, block.
But it's just, it's like getting that present and not knowing what it is, you know? There's an excitement to it. And I guess how sad is that, that, you know, I get so bored of this app that I just wanted some excitement out of it, so I'm not even trying.
Yeah, but anyways. You're not looking for a long-term thing. Well, maybe turn into something, but definitely not by first meetup.
No.
It does get kind of awkward. Like, you know, what is the right way to meet up with someone on Tinder? Like, hey, you want to meet at Starbucks? Or, hey, just get on the corner and I'll pick you up.
Or in your case, I'm just going to come to your place.
No, I'm kidding.
And
I'm kidding.
Pick you up and bring you to my place.
Oh, man.
So that way we both know where we live.
Let's not talk about that. Oh, man.
Why not? It's the perfect time to talk about it.
SD Chillin', KCR College Radio. Oh, man.
Just because I'm making you look foolish.
Yeah. Nah, yeah. But it's college for a reason.
Yes.
It's college for a reason.
It's all fun and games. And
until
I would never,
someone gets killed.
I would never take Tinder seriously. No. Like, oh, I'm going to find my perfect one on here. No. That's not what this app is for. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, man.
Anyways.
KCR College Radio. We should get a joint Tinder account.
just, how awesome would that be?
Just a picture of everybody.
Okay, another thing about Tinder is you have to sign up with your Facebook. Now, everybody, when they first get it, is like, oh, I don't want it showing up on my Facebook. It doesn't do that, but it doesn't even matter. Most people just end up doing it anyways.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny as well, but we'd have to get a Facebook together. This is the reason why I brought that up.
We could get a...
just a whole bunch of us pictures together.
And then the tagline is guess.
We're both available.
What if it was just me and you? I saw a Tinder once where the tagline said, it said, good luck finding which one we are. And yeah. It was a picture of both of them in every picture. And I was just like, oh, okay.
Well, I want it to be you.
Oh, man.
So I'm going to go ahead and right swipe and just in case.
Hope.
God, we are shallow.
No, we're not.
Well, it's the most shallow app there is, honestly.
Yes, there is.
It is. But you're going based off of what people look like.
Hey, but girls are doing this too. That's the thing. The guys are all like, guys, it's this. You're the right swipe. You right swipe to me if we're chatting. That sounds like a personal problem.
No, because they actually examined your pictures, seen where you are.
You don't know who I am. I could be crazy. I could have like 3 felonies. You just don't know.
Scott said that he's taking out 2 girls this weekend from Tinder.
From Tinder at the same time?
Well, hopefully. We'll see.
Snake bite.
I'm sorry. Snake bite.
Snake bite. Pick one up and then pick the second one up and then introduce, hey, is it cool if I bring my other friend along?
You know what? I honestly think that if you're trying to pull off a threesome, this would be the best one.
Yeah. Okay, but. We only have 3 minutes. Pick up, see who's on, and you know I'll keep talking here. But you know, with Tinder, it's just kind of have fun. It's definitely that place to, they weren't there. That's fine. Just a place to kind of, play the field, see what's going on, make yourself feel a little bit better, just a little bit better.
I don't know. To me, like if you're looking for a threesome, it'd be the best one to do it.
Tinder.
Yeah, because the reason why you're on there is because you're down.
Down to look at girls. Anywho,
yeah, that's true. There, I'm sure there's a lot of people that just look at
Well, my buddy got on Tinder. He has a committed girlfriend, and he's like, I just want to swipe, and I just want to go through girls' pictures. And he got the Tinder, and his last 5 profile pictures have been him and his girlfriend. So his profile was his 5 pictures of his girlfriend, and I think his tagline was like, I love Amanda.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. He didn't get any swipes for good reason, and I don't think he wanted any. But I've introduced all my friends to this app, and they now love me. Brandon Martin. It's sad when you start chatting your friends from an app of a girl that you know. You're just like, hey, what's going on?
Or you could just play the matchmaker.
Yes, you could, and match guys up.
Yeah.
I do that all the time.
with your friends. And it's like, oh, hey.
Hey, what's going on? But, this is SD Chillin'. We're at the end of the show. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed doing it. It's KCR College Radio, Cox 956, Time Warner 957, and always online wherever you are at kcr.sdsu.edu. Shout out to my friend Danielle for listening. Thank you again, Snakebite. Good luck with those 2 girls at the same time on Tinder. And stay safe out there, guys. It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt, and then it's just hilarious. For KCR College Radio, DJ Will Sanderson.
Dr. CJ Ill Will.
See you next week. Stay SD.
Chillin'.
Everything is going to the beat.